This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 14th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day is pleasantly warm across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Ideal for a stroll outside, cooler breezes in Haifa keeping things comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF confirms the death of Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha. He was involved in the October 7th attack and held hostages in Gaza. This comes after wounds from a July 30th airstrike. This is according to Ynet reporting from earlier today. Also, Hezbollah's withdrawal from the Ali Tahar Ridge is now critical in ongoing negotiations. The Saudi newspaper Ashark al-Awsat highlighted this as essential for a framework agreement, as noted by Israel Hayom Hebrew earlier today. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu appears politically weakened. His opponents may still rally behind him despite strategic setbacks. This analysis comes from a piece in Walla just in the last few minutes. Separately, Jewish and Israeli restaurants in New York City are becoming matchmaking hotspots. Especially after October 7th, there's a renewed sense of togetherness among young Jewish people, reported by JNS earlier today. And finally, the Houthis claim responsibility for a drone attack on a Saudi Aramco refinery. This heightens tensions with Riyadh, as reported by I-24 News this afternoon. Here's what people are saying online. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a commentator, questioned why Palestinians should be involved in bilateral ties between Israel and other countries. He posted minutes ago that Palestinians are waiting for liberation, implying that other countries owe them nothing. Aaron David Miller, a Middle East analyst, suggested that Jared Kushner's visit to Israel might aim to gain Netanyahu's support for Trump's Gaza plan. This comes in return for a potential pre-election endorsement, as Miller posted earlier today. Arnold Roth, father of a Sparrow bombing victim, wants to extradite the terror mastermind from Jordan. He discussed this on a podcast, highlighting the ongoing quest for justice, as noted in his post from earlier. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the recent IDF announcement. The death of Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha marks a significant development in the ongoing conflict. His involvement in the October 7th attack underscores his importance within Hamas. The IDF statement, reported by Ynet, highlights continued military pressures on key figures. This strike could impact Hamas's operational capabilities and hostage negotiations. Turning to the Ali Tahar Ridge negotiations, as covered by Israel Hayom Hebrew, the ridge's evacuation is now a top agenda item. Hezbollah's withdrawal is deemed vital for a broader agreement. The Saudi newspaper Ashark al-Awsat indicates that this could ease regional tensions if successful. The outcome holds significant implications for regional stability and diplomatic relations. Meanwhile, in Israeli politics, Prime Minister Netanyahu faces a critical moment. Walla's analysis points to his weakened position amid opposition dynamics. The lack of a united front could either lead to his downfall or a surprising resurgence. This political uncertainty affects Israel's governance and potential policy shifts. Additionally, the social scene in New York City sees a unique cultural phenomenon. Jewish and Israeli restaurants are turning into gathering spots for matchmaking. After October 7th, there's renewed closeness among Jewish communities, according to JNS. This trend fosters cultural connections and community solidarity abroad. Finally, tensions rise as the Houthis claim a drone attack on a Saudi Aramco refinery. The I-24 News report highlights the ongoing strain between the Houthis and Riyadh. Such actions could exacerbate regional conflicts and impact global oil markets. On the economic front, first, Mardiv Business questions the relevance of average salary data. The Central Bureau of Statistics figures might mislead due to tech industry hiring trends. Understanding these numbers is crucial for gauging economic health. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports a surprising twist involving a secondhand store and an ice cream chain. A lawsuit over a name change escalated into a public relations issue, prompting an apology. This reflects the complexities in brand management. And finally, Walla Business highlights financial commitments needing fulfillment. The Ministry of Environmental Protection faces challenges in balancing future revenues with past promises. This situation underscores the need for careful fiscal planning. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.